Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. You know, Randy, I wanted to spend some time today chatting about a recent article that released data suggesting that Russia and Ukraine are now home to some of the highest concentrations of customers whose machines are infected with malware. Can you tell us a little bit more about this data?
Sure. Actually, the story was broken by Brian Krebs, who actually is reporting on news from the Shadow Server Foundation. And Shadow Server is a volunteer group that they're terrific people, and they keep track of bots and botnets and try to help mitigate the problems. And so the interesting thing about this report is it dovetails very nicely into the concept that businesses need to track their assets. They have to know what they have in order to protect them. Well, in this case, ISPs need to know who they have that's infected so that they can take steps to mitigate the problem, because the conficker worm is still very, very widespread, and it's a shame because it's really so preventable. As to why specifically these areas, it's difficult to say, but what would come to mind would have to do with people using pirated software, because especially if they're using a pirated operating system, they're often afraid to let Microsoft Update or Windows Update run, which means their machine isn't patched, and that means it's completely vulnerable to conficker. Even if you're using antivirus software, it helps. It might prevent it sometime, but you know, the people that are downloading illegal software are sometimes downloading cracked versions of antivirus software that might not actually be antivirus software at all, or might be disabled or unupdatable. So anytime people are dealing with pirated software, they're going to have a much, much higher infection incidence.
So I know, you know, to this point, the article mentions that Conficker has infected more than 7 million PCs since it first surfaced last November. Do you expect this number to continue to increase? And what are some steps that people can take to prevent becoming infected?
You know, I'd hope with all the media attention, it would eventually begin to decrease. The main infection vectors are preventable. Disable auto run in Windows. Apply the Microsoft security patches. Protect your shared network resources, shared folders, things like that. You know, those are the basic steps. One of the important things is if you're rebuilding your system, and let's say you're reinstalling Windows XP, for example, it's very important that you keep the firewall up and running and get that patched as quickly as you can, as well as using good quality security software. But, you know, when I worked at Microsoft, before Windows XP SP2, which had the firewall on by default, there would be infections and people would rebuild their machines and get infected off the network, the internal network, before they could even patch. So having that firewall enabled and using it is a great step to have before you go online once you're rebuilding a new computer. But yeah, keep up to date, get rid of auto run. I would expect that probably in the next year or so, we'll begin to see a decline in the number of infected machines. But it's been quite a battle, and it's really a battle of education.
Now, have there been any discussions about who might be responsible for releasing Conficker?
There's a Conficker working group that has a lot of members. ESET's a member of it. Microsoft's a member. Virtually every security company in the world now, it seems, the major ones are members. And I'm not privy to what they're finding in terms of who may be behind it. So I'm sure there's discussion about it. There's a lot of research going on, but I don't know who might be behind it.
Well, as always, Randy, good advice for us on this topic. And before I let you go, anything else that you want to mention on how we can fix this problem, or at least the issue of the large number of outbreaks that we've seen so far with Conficker?
Really, the biggest thing is keep your security software current, keep your operating system patched, keep your third-party applications patched as well, because there's nothing to say that there wouldn't be a new version of Conficker that uses other types of exploits for third-party applications. So make sure all your third-party applications are also patched, and get rid of auto-run. You know, if you're using Windows 7, the behavior's been changed a bit, and it's better. But if you're using an older Microsoft operating system, then you actually need to go to the Microsoft website, because the auto-run patch is not delivered as a critical security patch. You have to apply it.
Well, as always, thanks so much, Randy, for educating us on this topic. If you have any additional questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.